W2 T-Mobile.
Oh, let me turn the radio down. I went in the doctor's office and waited. Nobody's there. I just needed to leave them some information about Bernice. And let's go back after 1 o'clock, I'm sure. That was my own negligence. I should have got down there earlier.
Do it when you can do it. And all. I know what you're talking about there. Anyway, I'm on 26 over here, and I'll get on business 85 here in a second because I got to run up and get off on Highway 9 to pick up something up there. So, anyhow, and everything else. So, how is Bernice doing?
Lame today and yesterday, except for her hip, of course. But Friday night, she had a episode that scared me to death that I thought was time to call the ambulance for a heart attack, but it got better, so she said wait a little while, and we did, and I just wanted to report it and what the blood pressures were and everything, and I think it was something like 58 over 45 with a heartbeat of 53, and that scared me, and she was all perspiring all over and nauseous and had everything but the pain running down the arm, but some women don't get that. But luckily, it didn't get any worse.
Good. That is good. And all. Well, I woke up at 4:30 this morning with a Charlie horse and the calf on each leg. And you talk about something that was painful. That was. Like I said, it hit me both legs at the same time, and oh, that was miserable.
Said that's smarts, and I'd say it's more than smarts, because I get them too, Rusty. We found that this stuff called TheraWorks, you can get it from Amazon, and it's, you just shake the bottle, it lasts forever, and but it's not nasty or anything, and it comes out of the, when you pump it, it comes out as kind of a foam, and you just rub it on that Charlie horse and it goes away. Takes it just a little bit, but it's a whole lot faster than not using it, and I think it's THERAWORX, and it's worth its weight in gold, because I get leg cramps nightly, usually.
First time I've gotten things like this in a long time, and I didn't do anything yesterday that would aggravate my calves, you know, so I ain't figured out what caused my problem, because I didn't even make it to church yesterday, because I had other problems on Saturday into Saturday night, which made me decide to stay home on Sunday morning, because I didn't know whether my stomach was going to act up again, but, you know, it's, you do what you got to do. And all, but I've got some of this stuff that's hot and cold rub on, and I rubbed that on, and about 10 minutes time I was okay, and I was able to crawl back into bed and go back to sleep. So, but like I said, that's the first time I've had an attack problem with Charlie horses in, gosh, 6 months or better. And another place where gas is down less than $3 by a tenth of a cent. So, anyway, I figured I'd find more traffic out here on the road than I am finding today. W2 T-Mobile.
Central TR Mobile. Well, the QT up here has $2.99 on it, but it's always cheaper down Walmart and Greer, but I don't need any. Heard and Taylor's, excuse me. And how's your back outcome?
They discovered that I don't have anything that they can do anything about. Just, you know, it's what it is, and I'll just have to deal with it. They got me on something for pain. But they did find the little nodule on my adrenal gland on the right, it's about right there near the right kidney. And they did the MRI, the CT scan on it Friday. And it's benign. It's just a lump that's there. So they come along, and 99% out of 100 times, they're you know, 99 times out of 100, they're benign, so nothing needs to be done. So that's where that is, and everything, and I'll gas up later in the week, and I'll get ready. Come over here to see where I gotta get over here on this road on Highway 9 here. Anyhow, oh, there's my turn. So, you headed back to the house now?
On the Oldies, and there's a Royal Enfield motorcycle beside us. Wow, I haven't seen one of those in years. I think this is a modern one. I didn't know they was making them again. Well, I'll probably have to go through an MRI or CT after Friday, and I'll get a closer look at my kidneys. Yeah, they're going to keep the price of gas down till after election, because it's always Toyota that takes the lead, and that's because they're tops in sales and that, and they got a little common sense, and they said, we're not going to put our eggs all in one basket. Some time ago, you know, with this all-electric. But Bernice came in and told me that Ford's decided that they'd already lost how much, Bernice? 7 billion or something like that. And, you know, the government's pumping a lot of money into this so that they'll shut down all our factories and start going to electric. And Ford says, no, we're going to do just like, shut up, that dang radar detector. We're going to follow suit like Toyota, and we're shutting that down because it's only going to top out 30%. And they're all electric pickup. No, they dropped all that, and they're going to hybrid, which makes sense. And I just had to laugh and think, well, you finally got your head out of your gluteus maximus.
I'll be back in a few minutes. I got to go in here and pick up this badge. Talk to you in a few. W2T.
Rusty, you got in a bad place there. This is N0TR mobile. Mass transmission, Rusty. W2T, N0TR.